Her mouth was set in a determined line when she reached her quarters on the 41st deck and activated her datapad. Handpicked for special duties by Darth Vader himself, she had a certain degree of access to files normally hidden to those of her rank. Carefully and thoroughly, she began slicing into the flagship's databanks. The first files she found concerning her contained nothing unexpected, little more than the brief bio Proxy had given Starkiller in the hangar bay. She skimmed over them in seconds, probing deeper through the architecture of the databanks, seeking forgotten or overlooked corners of information. More snippets emerged. One talked about her mother, a woman she barely remembered, who had been killed in crossfire between Imperial loyalists and insurgents on their home planet. She had been a teacher. This was getting her nowhere. Searching through archives for her name could leave her mired in trivia for days. There had to be a better way. She leaned back in her seat and thought for a moment. It was Proxy who had alerted her to the existence of the file, so the droid must have access to its location, if not the actual contents. Therefore, if she could somehow pin down the information Proxy had scanned in the last day or two, she might get a result. It took her just minutes to find an ID that looked like it might belong to the droid, one not in the official log, but with access pretty much everywhere, and to begin following it through the databanks. Without warning, her screen cleared. She blinked bleary eyes at a new view, a data feed she appeared to have unintentionally sliced into. It was one occasionally accessed by Proxy, showing a gunmetal gray corridor leading to a heavy, secured door. The view came with sound. She could hear footsteps faintly from the other side of the door. Someone was pacing restlessly back and forth, and breathing. Heavy, rhythmic breathing, as of lungs straining at a mechanical respirator. A shock of adrenaline rushed through her. Only one person in the galaxy breathed like that. She must have patched by accident into one of Lord Vader's private chambers. Her hand reached up to cancel the feed, lest she be discovered spying on him. But before she could complete the command, the door hissed open, and her curiosity was caught. Revealed in the doorway was Starkiller, a picture of impatience and restraint. He had clearly been waiting to speak to his Dark Lord all this time. In four quick paces, he walked past the vantage point of her hidden security cam and out of view. With a series of hesitant commands, not quite believing her audacity, she tested to see if the viewpoint was movable. It rotated smoothly to bring Starkiller back into sight, revealing a room as empty of personality as the rest of Darth Vader's secret hideout. The Dark Lord himself stood with his back to the room, staring at the burning red sun outside. Starkiller knelt behind Vader and waited.
Master Coda is dead.
Starkiller raised his head, considered the question, and then said,
Yes.
His lightsaber.
Starkiller unclipped the second weapon from his belt. Vader turned just enough to reach out with one hand. The fallen Jedi's lightsaber was snatched into Lord Vader's grasp as though by invisible fingers.
My spies have located another Jedi. Kazdan Paratus is hiding on the junk world of Raxus Prime.
I'll deal with him as I dealt with Rom Koda,
said Starkiller unhesitatingly. Vader looked up from the lightsaber and turned to face the young man kneeling before him.
Kazdan Paratus is far more powerful than you. I do not expect you to survive, but should you succeed, you will be one step closer to your destiny.
Starkiller nodded eagerly.
The Emperor?
Yes. Only together can we defeat him.
I will not fail you, Lord.
Juno's fingers stabbed down hard on the cutoff switch, and she recoiled into her chair. Apprehension had become pure horror. Could she possibly have heard correctly? The Emperor? Vader and his dark apprentice were going to betray the Emperor? Her communicator buzzed. Yes?
I need you in the Rogue Shadow.
Starkiller informed her, as she had known he would.
We have a new mission.